Entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Hello, and welcome to the Business Builders Show. I know you have other things you could be doing, but you have decided to spend some time with us. So on behalf of myself, Marty Wolf, your host, and my sidekick, Carrie Carney, and our producer, Mr. Tom Jenkins, we thank you for being here. Last week, we interviewed Scott McCain. We talked about his book, Create Distinction, which is about how it is critical in today's world to learn to understand why people will buy from you as opposed to your competition. We also talked about Scott's latest book, which is a great one, right, Kara? I mean, you looked at it?
Yep.
Exciting?
Yep. I've just seen the websites on it. Scott is just doing such a great job, and Taxi Terry is unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And that book is Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry. This book tells the story of a cab driver that delivers the ultimate customer experience, which is an important part of being distinctive, of standing out as the company of choice in today's complex business world. Today, our special guest is Bob Chapman. Bob is the president and CEO of Barry Wehmiller, and that's Wehmiller. This company has 8,400 team members worldwide. Bob believes that his company and his message is about truly human leadership. And this is a story that he's now sharing in speeches, TED Talks, and through the Barry Wehmiller University. He believes he can change the world. Bob has a distinctive leadership style and is leading a very distinctive company. He has been featured in Inc. magazine, in Simon Sinek's latest book, Leaders Eat Last. And I'm proud to say Bob will be with us in a few minutes. But first, to set the stage for our discussion with Bob Chapman of Barry Wehmiller, Carrie and Tom, we found an article titled Four Strategies of America's Best Places to Work. And this comes to us from Fast Company magazine, and Lydia Dishman wrote it, and you check Lydia out a little bit. She's a writer on entrepreneurial messages.
Yeah, a number of articles in Forbes. You mentioned Fast Company, very, very good writer, has her pulse on technology and leadership causes.
We're talking about America's best places to work, and again, article from, from Fast Company magazine. And they talk about the traits that keep staff and happy and the balance sheet bumping along. And that's what makes some great companies to work. What Fast Company wanted to do and does do, they want to, what they call, crack the code on what makes a business succeed or fail. They say, Fast Company, and Lydia, the author, says it's a complex mix of culture, strategy, vision, and values. And so the second paragraph of this article, Carrie, talks about how important it is with each hire and how they keep their organizations, these great companies we're describing, humming with positive vibes. We use the word positive vibes a lot with our clients, Carrie, in terms of the culture and the attitude, right?
Well, I like the fact that you put culture first.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really debriefed the book, but in Simon Sinek's new book, Leaders Eat Last, it is all about the culture.
Yes.
That if you don't have the culture working in total lockstep, your strategy, vision, market forces, you won't be successful. And these top 100 companies get that. It's culture first, then your plans to execute.
I'm going to put myself on the line right now, Tom and Carrie, that we're not going to just debrief the book. We are going to have Simon Sinek on the Business
We're going to do
Builder
it.
Show.
Yes.
We're going to make
yes.
that happen.
Yes.
Okay, back to Fast Company magazine. They also talk about these great companies, the power of feedback, and how internal competition can crush a staff. May I address that for a minute?
Please do.
This is one of my favorite topics. I'm going to say that again. How internal competition can crush a staff. That is still a prevalent idea idea in so many companies, especially in sales cultures today. Why are you doing that? Why are you having individuals overcompete and departments overcompete? Friendly competition is a good thing. But let's look at the best places to work and are saying, you may want to review that a little bit. Okay, back to Fast Company. They talk about innovation, and that really is a great, just sets the stage for a great place to work. And this whole thing was about 257 companies that looked at in trust, respect, compensation, camaraderie, internal communication, training, and diversity. The first thing they talk about is the cultural issue, Carrie, that you've already referred to. And they say trust and engagement are particularly noteworthy traits among the top 100. Trust and engagement. We talk about that a lot on this show, do we not?
Well, it's a cornerstone of building any good culture.
Last
within
show.
Your family, within a country, within a business.
Last show, we talk about Zingerman's Deli.
Exactly.
And what a great story of trust and engagement and how they are growing their business and how they have decided to keep it small but very connected to their customers and to their employees. And one good thing about this trust and engagement thought process is that with these great companies, it says that there were 87% less likely to leave a company where they feel, where they have trust, where they are engaged. That's an important.
Absolutely.
That's a really important statistic, because when you don't have high turnover in companies, that saves you a lot of money because you're not always hiring. You're not always going through that process. And the people that stay are much more effective. So, and then more, an important part here, they say, if you want a stock tip, if you don't think this stuff is relevant to stock performance and to overall performance, here's something really interesting. It said analysts found that the companies, some of these public companies that are on America's Best Places to Work, consistently outperform major other stocks by 300%.
300%.
So there's a lot of this, this culture of trust and engagement, but they do some other things, Carrie. And we only have a minute in this segment, but let's cover this one. Obviously, we'll be coming to Bob Chapman in a minute or so, but one of the things, additional things that they do, we've already talked about, is these great companies provide opportunities for growth. And what they do is they train. They train their brains out. They work with their management staff.
They train in their department. Then they bring them to another department so they can be exposed to other business entities. And this cross-training allows them to build more trust, camaraderie. And that's why these companies are skyrocketing.
And if you're a smaller company, what can you do to train your people? You don't have a budget, have a very small budget. Make sure you share articles. Make sure you share information on your internal system. Send people to trade shows. Send one person to a trade show. Have them come back and report on what they learned.
The easiest way, Marty, is to explain why you're doing what you're doing and show them better ways of how you can do it.
And maybe the most important part is to always listen to the Business Builder Show.
I forgot that. I'm buying a coffee next week.
We need to wrap up this segment. When we come back, our special guest is going to be Bob Chapman, a company called Barry Waymiller. Get your notebook ready. We'll be right back.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-650-0277. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-650-0277. That's 877-650-0277.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom15.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom15.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 15.com. Go to freedom15.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom15.com.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builders Show. You know, recently I saw an article in the May 2014 edition of Inc. magazine that featured a company named Barry Waymiller and its CEO, whose name is Bob Chapman. We are lucky enough that Bob Chapman is with us today. You know, Bob, tell us about your company. It's Barry Waymiller. Tell us about the company. What do you do? Give us some background on your company.
The company is just over 120 years old. It was established by Mr. Barry and Mr. Waymiller back in the 1885 timeframe to build industrial equipment initially for the brewing industry. And that early beginning in the early 1900s allowed the company to develop a market position that lasted for some years. And my family bought into the company in the 1960s when it was struggling. Mm-hmm. The Waymillers were looking for an exit. So I entered this business out of a business school with an undergraduate in accounting and an MBA from Michigan. And, you know, I had a very traditional, I consider traditional good education. I went to school to develop skills so that I could go out and become a business manager and create value and have a successful career. And in hindsight, you know, in terms of the challenge I faced with this business, I initially deployed those things that I learned in school, which was about creating shareholder value and maximizing profit and growing revenue. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, I don't recall in what I consider to be a traditional good education ever being taught that my journey through life, my journey in the company, would affect other people's lives. Mm. It was always about me and my success. And I believe that both the way I was taught and what I experienced when I got out of school was that people were a function. They weren't special. They were an accountant. They were an mm-hmm. engineer. They're a receptionist. They're a sales individual. And, you know, that's just kind of what I realized. And in the journey to try and take a very challenged $20 million company in the late 1970s when my dad died suddenly and I was 30, you know, I deployed classical things to try to grow the company, to give it a future from its history. Mm-hmm. The short version of that is we grew it dramatically, but it didn't grow it with good financial fundamentals. And so we had another crisis in 1983 where we developed from that some good strategies. Again, back to my business education, it was about strategy, creating value, growth engines, creating profitability. So we developed that. But along this journey, I also was raising a family mm-hmm. and learning about the fundamentals of being a good steward of those precious lives that come into our families through birth. And over time, over this, if you will, kind of common platform of personal growth, trying to develop a company, trying to be a good steward of the family, I saw over time the migration of the thinking to the point that I realized that in developing the business and developing the family, it was really identical. It was about the people whose lives that my journey allowed me the privilege of either parenting or leading in a business. And so that's kind of how our birth of this culture emerged. It was the stimulation of trying to be a good father, a good spouse, a good family member. While I was developing this company, and I started seeing these parallels of responsibility. So I would say to you that it's dramatically different than I remember being educated on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was a member of several business organizations, and it was always about me and my success. It
mm-hmm.
was never the impact I made on other people's lives in the course of creating value. And it was that revelation through several initiatives that all of a sudden I realized that it's about creating value for everyone along the journey, and that's the measure of true success. So in the process, again, our business strategies evolved over time to be very successful, but it was really absent a cultural strategy of stewardship towards those people whose lives we asked to join us. So that's kind of the revelation. That's why Inc. magazine thought it was audacious that we actually care about the people whose lives we invite to join us in this journey. And the other huge learning that I would share with all your audience is that the way we treat people in the environment, professional environment, let's call it work, but in that professional environment profoundly impacts the way they go home and treat those people under their stewardship. Never occurred to me, never have read about this. It's always about getting more out of your people, getting more engagement, getting more productivity, et cetera, like they're a machine tool or a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And what we came to realize because people told us this, as we migrated towards a more caring culture, a truly human culture, which treats people as precious individuals, not functions, that they would go home and dramatically change the way they parented, the way they cared for their spouse, the way they interacted with their parents. And so what we saw was, in this journey, that business is the most powerful force for good or bad in the world because of the amount of hours people entrust with us and the impact it makes upon their self-image.
And, Bob, you are now impacting. You are the chairman and CEO of the company.
Yes.
And you are now up to how many team members? All in multiple locations in several companies, correct?
Well, that's a great point. Thank you. The company is a very global. We have 5 companies in Italy, 5 or 6 in England, Budapest, 2 in Germany, India. We have 500 people. We have 8,400 team members around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this initiative that I'm talking to you about, Truly Human Leadership, is a global perspective. Everywhere I go in the world, people want to know, profoundly want to know, who they are and what they do matters. And when you, through your leadership, you validate that they matter and what they do matters, you profoundly affect those lives. And people give you the gracious gift of feeling cared for and giving everything they have towards your common purpose. We don't do it to get more productivity or engagement. We do it because they have offered to join our organization and share their gifts, and that is a profound gift they're giving to us. And in return, our obligation, our sense of stewardship, is to protect those lives that have been entrusted to us. Simon Sinek, who features us in his book, calls it the circle of safety.
Mm-hmm.
That you go to work and you feel safe, you
mm-hmm.
feel valued, you feel that you're in a place where people care about you. And we can dramatically change the world in doing so. The other thing I would add, just for your audience standpoint, if you said to me, what is my biggest learning? I would say to you, in the course of trying to create the transformation from managers into leaders, we elected to teach a course on communication skills. And what we have found is the greatest single leadership quality is listening.
Listening. Yep.
Because again, in our education system, you know, all the way through universities, we teach people, you know, economics and math and the state capital of Idaho, but we don't teach people the most fundamental skill that's going to allow them to both live a full life and allow others, which is the skill of listening. And that is one of the biggest learnings that I would share with everybody, and that we now offer all over the country on an evolving scale, classes in communication, which teaches people to listen, which teaches people fundamentals of human relationships that's powerful.
Well, Bob, we have so much to talk about, but believe it or not, we're already down to 30 seconds in our first segment. So we are speaking with Bob Chapman, and he is the chairman and CEO of a company called Barry Waymiller. And what we're talking about is what he's describing as truly human leadership. There is so much we are going to get through, but you are at this point listening to the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. We'll be right back after this short message.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-650-0277. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-650-0277. That's 877-650-0277.
Dear business owner, the shocking truth is many small businesses fail or don't meet the owner's expectations. You want help, but you're not sure where to turn. Maybe you're not sure how a qualified and experienced business coach can help you grow your business. Would a no-risk guarantee of measurable results put your mind at ease about using a business coach? Call Marty Wolf Business Solutions at 570-815-1626 today to learn more about a risk-free offer. A short conversation with Marty Wolf Business Solutions is your first step to benefit from a proven business coach guaranteeing results. Call 570-815-1626 today. This offer is only available to all small business owners located in the continental United States. Want to be a success story instead of a business failure statistic? Then call Marty Wolf Business Solutions today to learn more about this risk-free offer. 570-815-1626.
Informing, educating, and encouraging. The Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. Our special guest today is Bob Chapman, and he is the chairman and CEO of a company called Barry Waymiller. And Waymiller is spelled W-E-H-M-I-L-L-E-R. And before I forget, which I'm sure I won't forget, but how is the best way to people to connect with you and your company, Bob?
I would say to you that we have just upgraded our website, which is Barry Waymiller Building a Better World. And all of what I've talked to you about is available on that website. You can go to the cultural piece of it, and my talks around the country are there. An animation, which is powerful, is right on the main page of the website, which kind of brings it down to succinct, kind of entertaining 10-minute animation of our message. So I would say to you that anybody that goes to BarryWaymiller.com and goes to Barry Waymiller Better World and pushes the button right on the main left side, we'll see the animation of this message, which captures, I believe, most of what we're talking about.
Excellent. Well, Bob is setting out and is, at this point, changing the world, and his context is what he calls truly human leadership. So my question is, why are you doing this, and are there rewards for doing this, and for whom?
The why is a pretty powerful question, and I would say to you the why is because I feel that I have been blessed by some higher power with the awareness of the way the world ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way I can honestly explain the revelations I've had you know, being a very traditional businessman,
mm-hmm.
with goods, you know, who evolved over after having made some horrendous mistakes. And I would say to your audience, the greatest learnings I came was from the mistakes I made. And the good news is I was young enough when I made them to have a chance to live through them and learn from them. And so we developed some very good value creation strategies. But I tell you something, it didn't connect to my heart.
That's an important part, right.
It connected to my sense of traditional measures of success. The company was growing. We were doing acquisitions. We're good in we're creating shareholder value. But it was that day when I realized that the story people love the most is the classic wedding story where, you know, I watched a friend of mine walk his daughter down the aisle, and everybody thought she was so precious in the course of the ceremony and giving the hand of this young lady to a young man. And that day, I realized something that had a profound impact on me. I realized that everybody that works for me is somebody's precious child.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a function. And so the why became real empowering to me. The second was with a conversation with a gentleman named Steve in our Green Bay operation, who said as a result of our leadership style, he was talking to his wife more.
Mm-hmm.
And what he meant was that, and what he said, which was profound, he said, you know, before this leadership model, you know, I'd come to work, I'd punch in, I'd be told what to do, nobody ever asked me what I thought, I'd get 10 things right and I wouldn't hear a word, and I'd get one thing wrong and I'd get my ass chewed out.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'd go home each night not feeling very good about myself, and when I went home feeling that way, in hindsight, I realized I wasn't the nicest person to my family when I got home. He said, as a result of your leadership model, I go home feeling better about myself. People ask me what I think. I contribute to making things better. I feel a sense of contribution, not a function, but I feel valued. And when I feel that way, I'm nicer to my wife, and I find that when I'm nicer to her, she talks to me.
Wow.
So we connected the dots that if we can send people home feeling fulfilled, we have a chance of raising a generation of kids who will look at their parents with the ability to listen to each other, to validate the worth of each other, and we can change the world. Business can change the world by the way we accept the stewardship of the lives entrusted to us. And I have never heard or read this, that the way we lead in business affects the way we parent, the way we deal with our spouses, the way we deal with our family. So the why is that for some reason, was given the gift of the awareness of this, which I've had a chance to talk about all over the country, and I find a universal reaction. Grown men and women cry when exposed to this because they said, I never thought about that.
Well, you are speaking across the country, so that's where I want to go now. How are you sharing this message with other business leaders so that they can see this, I guess?
Well, the answer is severalfold. First of all, I have a TED Talk. Simon Sinek introduced me to the TED venue, and I had a chance to do a TED Talk that's been watched by 50,000 people. A really outstanding gentleman in Grand Rapids, Michigan, introduced us the idea of animation. We've now created an animation message.
Mm-hmm.
We're working with universities. We have an outreach program where we take and our actually talking to other companies that want to become truly human organizations and are committed to doing so, to take them through the how. If they get
mm-hmm.
the why,
mm-hmm.
we take them through the how. And Penguin Books has signed a contract with us to publish a book on truly human leadership that we should finish writing this fall. We're in the midst of writing the how, and we hope this book will become the foundational book on leadership in the world that anybody aspiring to go into a position of leadership would read this book and from that understand the profound responsibility and opportunity to shape other people's lives through the privilege of leadership. So our goal is to take this gift we've been given that we know could change the world as we know it for the positive and reduce dramatically the amount of conflict in the world, improve marriages and child rearing and communities, and we're trying to find thoughtful ways to share that through your program here today, through book, through TED Talk, through speeches I give around the country, through our website. Anything we can do, we are empowered to do because we feel we've been given an amazing gift that has been validated by some of the most thoughtful people we have ever met.
Well, one of those thoughtful people, Bob, is, and believe it or not, again, we're down to the last minute of the show, is Simon Sinek. And his book, his chapter two, is devoted to your company. And Simon's latest book is Leaders Eat Last. Tell me, was that fun working with Simon?
Well, Simon was amazing. Simon, when he first met me, and he came and, because he didn't believe what he heard, and he came and spent 2 days with us, and he said, I am no longer a nutty idealist, he said, because if it exists, it must be possible. And Simon's dream is that you would walk along the streets in New York, tap anybody on the shoulder and say, do you like your job? And they'd say, no, I don't like my job. I love my job.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Simon transition from his why message to his circle of safety to Leaders Eat Last. And his book, right up until the last few months, was going to be called Truly Human Leadership. Mm. Because Simon and I are doing what he believes is the right way to lead. And he calls Leaders Eat Last. It has nothing to do with eating. It has to do with serving those people who you have the privilege of serving. So Simon has become a powerful voice for our Truly Human Leadership in the world. And we are totally aligned in trying. I mean, Simon would say to you that he has never seen anything like this, and he is going to carry this message beyond my years in places I never imagined in the hopes that we can change the world for the better and reduce the amount of conflict in the world through the power of business leadership, not management.
Bob Chapman, Chairman and CEO of Barry Waymiller, thank you so much for being on the Business Builder Show. You, in fact, are changing the world, and thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
Presenting the thought leaders of today,
it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom15.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom15.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number, 15.com. Go to freedom15.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom15.com.
Dear business owner, the shocking truth is many small businesses fail or don't meet the owner's expectations. You want help, but you're not sure where to turn. Maybe you're not sure how a qualified and experienced business coach can help you grow your business. Would a no-risk guarantee of measurable results put your mind at ease about using a business coach? Call Marty Wolf Business Solutions at 570-815-1626 today to learn more about a risk-free offer. A short conversation with Marty Wolf Business Solutions is your first step to benefit from a proven business coach guaranteeing results. Call 570-815-1626 today. This offer is only available to all small business owners located in the continental United States. Want to be a success story instead of a business failure statistic? Then call Marty Wolf Business Solutions today to learn more about this risk-free offer. 570-815-1626.
Presenting the thought leaders of today,
it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. Truly Human Leadership. Bob Chapman, Barry Waymiller. I'll spell it again. Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Waymiller, W-E-H-M-I-L-L-E-R. Okay, let's continue our discussion. An article from Fast Company magazine. It's about the America's best places to work. And she talks about, Lisa Dishman talks about four strategies. We got to one of them, Kerry, because we're like engaged in
one
our discussion.
One and a half.
The first one that we did get talk about was these great companies provide opportunities for growth. And they talked about training and training and training and more training. A point I want to make, though, is that sometimes we hear these kinds of things and we think it's not related to our small business. It is. Or it's not related because I'm not a technology company or I'm not Google. Don't make that mistake. One of the companies they mentioned, Kerry and Tom, is a company called Quick Trip, which is a Midwestern chain of gas stations and convenience stores. Nothing real fluffy about that. You know? I mean, and what do they offer? Again, gas stations and convenience stores, they offer their associates career counseling to help them grow in their company and to grow as individuals. Another company is called Nugget Markets, a grocer, and they do the same thing. They provide education and career training so that they, when they grow, guess what? They have the managers and the team leads they need, right?
Nearly 100% of the job openings are filled through internal promotions for Nugget Markets.
Yeah, great lesson. And again, especially if you're a growth company. So forget about being a big company. You're a 15-person shop. This stuff relates. It really does. Now, connected to they provide opportunities for growth as they consider succession planning. Now, somewhat related. Well, it is related. And they mention a couple other companies here. One of them they refer to is Bright Horizons, which provides daycare solutions and kindergartens. Interesting again. And what they do here that they point out in the article is that makes it special. Every employee throughout the organization is assigned a rating and plotted on a grid tracking their readiness for promotions. Now, when I first read assigned a rating and plotted on a chart, I kind of repelled a little bit. Mm-hmm. I thought, I don't like that. But wait a minute. It's to see if you're ready for a promotion.
Well, it goes back to trust.
It does. Yeah.
You would have to be trusted that the rating system is fair, and they have your best interest at heart.
With all this training, all this education going on, and you're small or you're big company, another example in terms of your development is a company they refer to called Hillcorp Energy. And what they say here is, I'm going to quote this, while external candidates may have the technical skills needed, Hillcorp's current employees have the values alignment that will enable them to rapidly excel. Values-based companies providing training and sharing that message.
And those people have the ability to show their values and trust as opposed to hiring some slick hired gun to come in from the outside and try to take over.
You got it. Point number three from the article, their values are integrated in their culture. Same words are popping up here. Must be a theme here. As Scott McCain says, this must be a clue.
There are clues everywhere.
There must be a clue to this values-based stuff, to this training, to this education. What this point is talking about is completely integrated into their culture. It's integrated in everything they say and do. Every meeting, it talks about who they are. Why are they doing what they're doing? It's just completely integrated. And the company they mention is a company called Quicken Loans. Well, I think just about everybody has seen an ad or heard an ad, Tom, right, about Quicken Loans. They are all over the place. And he shares a company value in his ads. And he says, we're engineered to amaze. Now, think about that. By the way, where is this company based, Kerry?
Detroit.
So here's a company that says we're engineered to amaze. Now, if you're a person answering the phone and it's embedded in your brain that you are engineered to amaze, how do you think you'll handle that call?
You will step up to the plate and knock it out of the park.
You'll make it happen. So that's what they talk about, integrating your values and your culture and providing the ongoing training. So frontline, everybody behaves in a certain way.
And,
now,
and think of their market. They're loaning money. Everybody loans money.
That's right.
They're setting themselves apart with distinction with their culture.
to that point, Carrie, if you remember, there was a real estate problem a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these kinds of companies, these mortgage companies, failed, correct?